Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 253. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Three or four guys on the show each week. We bring a bunch of apps, and hopefully you guys have not heard of these apps. You learn about them from us, you install them on your phones, and then you live happily ever after. Let me introduce the co-hosts, and we'll get right into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. Did you know the love you make is equal to the love you take?
No, I didn't know that.
Just wanted to make sure you do that. How you doing, man?
Sounds profound. I'm pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain tonight. How about you?
Oh, you could complain. I just wouldn't listen.
This is true. Mm-hmm. Know that from experience. Mm-hmm. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, that was that some kind of a lyric to a song, Door?
Could be. Maybe from a Paul McCartney song. I don't know.
Okay. Well, it has to be from a song 20 years or older.
Right. I will take your song and give you the smoker you drink, the player you get, Door.
Yeah.
Who's that? Kid Rock?
That's Joe Walsh, another 70s band. Door should know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He should, Door. I'm surprised. Well, it's not a cheesy like TV theme song or a Beatles song. Door doesn't know it.
Excuse me. Good TV theme song, like Small Wonder, okay?
It's good.
Or the facts of life. Come on, you take the good, you take the bad, you put them all together, and there you have the facts of life. You can't get more accurate than that.
The world don't... What do? They don't something to the beat of just one drum. Move?
All
move.
I know is Tootie, move. Mrs. Garrett, Blair, Joe, Blair. And... Don't tell me.
Joe.
Yeah, Joe was... She was hot, right? I have to go back and look. I can't remember if that's... If how it was when I was a kid is how
in
it
that
is in
time frame, yes, she was hot.
Okay. Mike, do you remember that show?
No, unfortunately.
Fortunately.
Fortunately.
Also joining us, if you guys listened to us on Monday, we had Mike Pinto from Zotnip LLC. He's the creator of Bic, the very cool adventure game on Android and iOS. He's joining us tonight to talk about some of his favorite apps. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Well, why don't we get started? We'll do Door first, then Mike, then Eric. So, Door, what do you got first? Oh, wait, can I make a quick announcement? I know you guys are sick of hearing about this, but this is really fun. If you join the AAA Club that we started, just go to podnuts.com/AAA Club, put your name and email address. You get access to the live stream. You get all these perks. Plus, we're giving away a Sony Smartwatch 2 on September 18th. And to be entered in that contest, you got to join the AA Club. So just go over there, sign up if you haven't already, podnuts.com/AAA Club. Door, what's your first app for this week?
Okay, first app for the week, if you haven't heard of, I don't know what hole you live under. It is called Ask Me Anything Reddit AMA by Reddit Inc.
Cool.
This is a siloed interface is the way I'll put it. In Reddit, one of the types of activities that can happen is called Ask Me Anything. Even Obama participated in an Ask Me Anything. Now, you can ask them anything, doesn't mean they're going to answer it. But any day, you can basically open up the app and you can scroll through and see all kinds of different people being involved in an AMA. You can have sports athletes, actors, normal people working. Like one of them today was, I am a cast member at Disney World. Ask me anything. So you could ask about, you know, if you always wondered, how did things work behind the scenes of Disney? You know, is it a hard job? Do they treat you good? You can ask them anything. So to me, it was a really interesting way of just finding out information from sources. And now they have a dedicated app for it. And I'll say this. I checked out multiple Reddit applications in the past. You can only make Reddit look so good because it's Reddit. But this app does a tremendously good job of making it look good. I will say that.
You mean the layout and such?
Yeah, the layout, the way the pictures from the postings work in with it. The interface, the actions in the interface is just easy. It's pretty obvious on how to use. It's not one of the apps where you like have to figure out how to do stuff.
Hmm.
Is there, I may put up a Ask Me Anything just to try it out, you know. Is there a time limit or do you get to set that up? Do you have any idea or do you just cancel it when you're done answering?
I'm pretty sure when the person is done answering questions, they just like leave or close, and then the session gets ended. All the results that are saved for posterity's sake, I'll say. So you can always look back on the history of the AMAs and see what kind of questions got answered. Hmm.
Did you participate in any?
No.
Oh, you should. Because,
because I'm not interesting, so I'm not going to do that side.
No. Not I was gonna first definitely say you should do one. But right. did you participate in any? Like, did you ask anybody anything?
Well, I'll say to me, it's one of those things. It's like walking down the potato chip aisle in the store. You want to see if they got something that strikes your fancy. If not, you just keep walking. I haven't seen anything that really makes me pop and think, oh, I got to ask a question about X. You know what I mean?
There wasn't any Pringles in your list, basically.
No, there was no Cheetos. There was no Cheetos.
Molly Ringwald is in the screenshot door.
Yeah. Well, she must have did an AMA.
You don't have nothing you could ask her?
Like what? Were they really your panties in the movie 16 Candles? I mean, what am I going to ask? I don't know.
Dor, you should definitely do one. I say Dor should do one. And if anybody thinks so, please email Dor, doortodoorgeek@gmail.com, and tell him he should do one.
I think it would be a very boring AMA.
No. I got some good questions to ask you. Exactly. Just do it. We'll
Eric would be nice and stop in. Hey, Dor. Are you going to go to OLF? You know, I mean,
No. There's other questions I want answered.
Mike, have you ever participated in AMA?
I'm a longtime lurker of AMAs.
So just reading what other people put?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm a lurker. Not of AMAs, of like all kinds of forums and such.
Bowling alleys.
They are great for research, though, because you just like Google something you want to find out. A lot of times, like, I end up looking for those because I tend to trust the answers more than random forums.
Dude, that's awesome idea.
Yeah.
So like you could like check out AMAs on like famous developers and stuff.
Yeah.
Neat. All right. Mike is full of good information. And I'm sure there's
Steve. I brought the app.
Jeez. He's our guest, Dor. Usually you're kiss the butt of our guests.
I don't kiss any butt. I respect people's time and their talents for making applications, because I clearly don't have the what'd you say that word was? Dedication to do it. It's an admiration. It's not a butt kissing.
This is true. Intense admiration. Mike, what app do you have for us this week?
I'd like to talk about the one app I use a lot, and I don't know if anyone is into listening to retro video game music out there. But there's an app on the App Store called Dead Beef Player, and it will play like old NES files, old VGM files. So like they're basically the soundtrack to like a Sega Genesis game or a Nintendo game or a Super Nintendo game, and you get these files, and when you upload them to your phone, and then this Dead Beef Player. I think you need an extra plugin. I don't think the default app comes with it. I think there's an extension plugin. But once you get that, you can play these old retro video game soundtracks. And it's awesome because they're only like not even half a meg sometimes. They're like super small. And yet there's this whole soundtrack there because it's the app basically is like, I guess it's like an emulator, except it only emulates the music.
All right.
Weird. I'm actually impressed that Mike brought an app we never talked about before, first of all.
Touché.
And second of all, an app of this caliber is very cool. I wonder, do you know if it's, I don't want to give anybody misunderstanding. Is it MIDI files? Is that the type of file that is gotten to play it, this thing plays? Or is it some other type of file?
Well, I guess you could say it's similar to MIDI in that it's just kind of like the data for the song, but it's not MIDI per se.
Okay.
It can also play mod files. I don't know if you guys are familiar.
Yeah, oh yeah. Scream Tracker.
I don't know what a mod file is. What is that?
Yeah. Well, me and Mike have our own little thing.
Mod files, they're similar to MIDI, except like the instruments are basically in the file. Maybe that's like the simplest way to put it.
That makes sense to me. Yep. Very cool. So what kind of music, what soundtracks have you listened to on this so far?
Tons. Like, I think my favorite NES soundtrack is probably Mega Man 2. I don't know if you remember that one, but...
Mm-hmm. I remember being very upset at that game.
Yeah.
I think I would enjoy the music much more than the game.
Why? It was really hard?
Oh, yeah.
It's the kind of game where you watch a speed run on YouTube and the guy beats the game in like 40 minutes and you want to punch something because you spent months playing.
Yeah. My other favorite soundtrack I've been listening to just today, actually, it's called Gimmick. And I think it was only released in Japan for the Nintendo, but the soundtrack is ridiculous.
Yes, I know the game Gimmick.
Oh, nice.
I've actually seen, because if you watch even a little video of the game, and it makes no sense at all. And it looks uncommonly difficult. Mm-hmm. Experts, quote unquote, play the game. But I do remember the music, and it was very unique.
Huh. Yeah, super catchy and just really, like, surprisingly well composed for such an old Nintendo game.
That's the thing I like when, like, somebody really, you could tell they are like a hardcore musician who knows like all about theory and chord structure and makes this killer game, and all these little chimey notes are coming out of it. But it just, you know what I mean? The music just is so good.
Definitely.
I've never even imagined this. This to me is a genius idea, because there is a lot of retro fans out there. Period. So my question is okay, downloading ROMs for games is technically frowned upon, is the best way I'll put it. Do you basically download the game ROM and just push that into the player?
I'm curious about that too.
No, although I guess you could extract it somehow, but I don't do that. There's websites where you can just download these music files. But like for Nintendo, for instance, they're called .nsf files.
So you just do a search for them,
like Nintendo's
down file. Yeah, exactly. And then I just find them and then throw them on the phone.
Dude, wow, this is awesome. That is cool.
A lot of times you'll also get the like the sound effects too. Like one track will just be every sound effect. And
damn, man, this is really cool. We used to have a host on this show, Sean Johnson. He started a network. He started a network called ThrowbackNetwork.net, and there's about 15 or 16 shows 16. On there about retro things, and mainly retro video games. And there's different podcasts, and it's really cool stuff. He does one called Throwback Reviews, which is about movies. So if you're into that, dude, you should check out his network.
Yeah. That sounds definitely.
Yeah. And they keep adding new shows. I don't know where he finds all these shows, but he's adding new shows.
Apparently there's an entire subculture unaware or I'm unaware that exists.
It's been a lot of being awakened.
Yeah. I mean, looking at the game 720, it's 4 kilobytes.
720. Mm-hmm. That's a skating game.
Oh, yeah, great.
I remember that.
Skate or die. Mm-hmm.
Dead Beef Player from Alexei Yakovenko. Cool, Mike. Awesome app.
Awesome.
Let's see what Eric has for us this week.
Oh, man. I don't know if I got anything to top those two. I'll try, though. This was a recommendation from somebody in the Google Plus, and, man, I hate to not give credit where credit is due, but they know who they are. this game is called Shower Defense. You've all played Tower Defense games, right?
Okay.
This is Shower Defense, and basically, you ever seen those statues in a famous fancy place where there's like a naked little cherub who's peeing water into the fountain?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the guy you use to combat against birds coming at you. And so basically there's a stream of water coming up out of your fountain, and you just move up and down. And as long as the water is going into the bottom part of the cherub or the statue, if you can still use your weapon to knock down the birds.
This is such an Eric app. to the nth degree.
I don't know if there's a video for this one.
Yeah, there is. I'm watching it now.
Yeah. It's a pretty fun game. It's not like Bic or nothing, but I thought, you know, this is my level as far as gaming goes. This is about, you know, where I get, you know, feel comfortable with.
There's nothing wrong with a quick thrill.
Yeah, right. And that's usually about all I do for games is a quick thrill.
There's not really anything, like nudity in this game, to be frank. I mean,
No, well, it's not like you're watching somebody take a shower and defending that in any way. No.
No, it just kind of looks like the guy's kind of defecating all the
time. It's just cute, you know.
Interesting.
You constantly amaze me, Eric. That's all I gotta say. Amazed. I'm just amazed.
I'll tell you what. No, it's our listeners, because I did not find this on my own.
I didn't see it in any other communities, so they don't like me. That's okay.
It might have been a direct hit then.
Are there in-app purchases for this game?
There are in-app purchases, yes. I did not purchase any, and I don't know exactly how it's done.
It looks like you can buy, like, extra clothes.
Yeah, like armor, maybe. Stuff. It looks like, yeah. No,
clothes, because I'm pretty sure you start the game naked.
Oh, that's true. Oh, I do like. I do see that as close as a flasher's overcoat. That would be a good one to buy. Increase your score and make the bonuses last longer.
I gotta say it. I don't know how you guys feel, but like the whole in-app purchase, like thing, it just seems to me like it's games that could potentially be cool. It ends up just ruining. Because they end up steering you towards these purchases instead of...
Well, yeah, we've had a lot of conversations about this. And what we end up saying is there's classy ways to do in-app purchases, and then there's not classy ways to do it. And I wish that was something on when you're browsing the store, it would say non-classy in-app purchases available. But of course, that ain't going to happen. If the developer basically guides every path that you do down to buying stuff, that's classless. You know what I mean? If you want the ability to speed something up, but you don't have to, you know, they give you the option. I'm okay with that. Just most developers, it seems like, you know, take the shortcut there, I say.
Mm. You know. I don't think it's on Android yet, but there's like a new Star Wars Commander game. Mm. I think it's on iOS. And I'm like a huge Star Wars nut, so I immediately downloaded it. But to build like a new base, you basically have to wait a day unless you do an in-app purchase.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Not good. Not good at all.
At least they don't make you wait like in real time, like how long it would actually take. Like to build the Death Star or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I will say, the big names, it's like 50-50. It's like sometimes they just sell the game for like $3 or $4 or $10, and it's a great game. And then sometimes the game is $3 or $4, and then it has in-app purchases, and it's like, you know, you already suckered me into spending the money for that, but now you want me to pay more money? You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that's cool if they do it that way.
Hopefully that's when reviews actually accurately portray what's going on.
Mm. Hey, the live chat came through, and Rhino let me know that Todd Evans posted this in the AA community.
Ah, Todd.
Yes. Thank you, Todd.
Did Todd put this as a game for Eric?
I think so.
Okay. That was called Shower Defense by Ling Play LLC. All right. I do have an app this week. Ooh. I haven't used this. I actually used to use this in the past. It's probably on the list, so it's probably a application regurgitation, but I just used it again yesterday and it worked out really good. It's called Register, and it's basically how you use Square, your little Square reader. Mm-hmm. You plop it on and you swipe credit cards with it. And I made a sale. I fixed somebody's computer. I plopped the reader on. I said, let me see that credit card. I'm like, here, swipe your card. She's like, I don't know how to do it. So I took the card, swiped it, typed in a number, handed it to her. She signed it, and it was done deal. And then it's, you know, it got sent to my bank account like the next day. I love how easy it is to accept credit card payments now, because it used to be a racket. Like, literally, if you wanted to like have your own business and accept credit cards, you have a merchant account from some shady company on some shady website. It was terrible. But Square is doing it right. I don't even know what their percentages are. I haven't looked in a while. I'm sure there's other ones that are lower. Like, there's authorized.net. There's PayPal does it now. Amazon's doing it now. And oh gosh, there's another site that's pretty popular, Swipe or something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, this worked great. So I'm still giving props to Square.
Yeah, and they're mostly very comparable fees. There's not big differences in the fees.
Yeah.
Square, I want to say, is 2.37 or 2.75.
Yeah, I think it's 2.75.
And anybody can do this, dude. You just buy a little Square reader. Or no. Do they give you the Square reader for free?
If you ask them for it, you can get it for free. Or you can just be the typical sucker American and walk into Best Buy and pay $10 for it.
Right. Yeah, but that $10 goes back on your account.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so check it out. Square reader. If you need to sell something, or you'd like, I don't know, you make crafts or something and you just want to like sell your crafts, just get out there at the table. A Square reader and your crafts, start a business.
That's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting to see a homeless guy on the side of the street with his Square reader.
And
that's
iPad.
When we know first world problems.
You know, there was a bum. He walks on. There's like one bum in my town. He just has this
homeless people. Steve, come on.
Oh, is that the politically correct way? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
And he does this route. He just walks down all the strip of stores and just crosses the street, walks that whole strip, and then walks back. I think he does it all day. He's kind of like, not like people accept him because he's just in your face all the time. So they're like, all right, whatever, it's you. But he's deaf. And I think he actually really is deaf. It's not a scam. And he saw me today, and I think he thinks he knows me now, and we're friends. And I'm sitting in my car at a light, and he's walking down the median strip. He's like, hey, and he like waves at me, and he comes over and he goes to slap my hand. And I'm like, I don't want to touch this guy. So I pulled back and I'm like, no. And he's like, why? Why? He was like, all like, and I'm like, I pointed to my throat. I'm like, I'm sick. I don't want to get you sick. and he bought it. And so he wished like with like his hands, and I don't think he even knows sign language, but he's like basically wishing that I get better. He basically made the motion that like he pulled power down from the sky and he's like threw it to me. And then he made like these punching motions. Like he hopes I get healthy again. And then he pretended like he kicked somebody's butt, like I was fully recovered. It was pretty entertaining. If anything, it was entertaining, and I didn't have to touch him. Like, I just don't know where his hands have been. You know what I mean? So I just, you know, call me what you want. But how did we get off on that?
No,
dude, you're asking us.
Does he play disc golf? Hey, I was just wondering, one thing that I loved about the Square is it's so consistent, though. You don't have to worry about somebody coming in with a super reward card into your shop or anywhere that you're at. And because, like, if you got the typical card reader where you're paying some third-party company all this money, and somebody comes in with a big reward card where they're going to get on the back end extra fly miles or free hotel rooms, you actually pay extra on that. So the percentage rate that you're paying for that credit card, it bumps up to like 3.6%.
Really?
Some of the other ones are 1.2% for the non-reward cards.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And
Square, you know, maybe 2.75 sounds like a lot, but it's a consistent, smooth amount you can figure into your price. Just assume that they're going to be paying, and you just figure the extra, you know, juice on there, you know?
Wow, I didn't know that. So it all averages out.
On the Square, it's always the same. But on the other one, it may average out. If you've got some kind of high-end clientele who always use rewards cards, it probably cost you more.
What's in your wallet?
I can't believe the vendors have to pay for that. That's ridiculous. Well,
I'll just say this. This is a reoccurring theme that we've actually hit upon that we talk about a lot, which is a lot of stuff is becoming frictionless for a lot of people, whether it be Adsy or apps on your phone that can allow you to make like, you know, one page websites, or whether it be app development tools helping things to get done quicker, or like sites like Squarespace, dare I say. The barrier of entry to getting these kind of things done is now coming down to where anybody can quote unquote have a storefront register without paying thousands of dollars in the hardware and the monthly fee for the credit card terminal. This is the kind of thing, to be quite honest, I personally believe is literally opening up middle America to following, I don't want to say follow their dreams because that's really hokey, but allowing them to start their own endeavors, like, dare I say, Sean Johnson's wife with her Mealy Monsterland creation kind of thing. Now she doesn't have to worry about how am I going to take a credit card? Mm-hmm. You know, just put it in and there you go. Done.
Absolutely. I know. I love it. I love it. Now the only problem is if you start a small business, you get taxed out the butt. I mean, our government doesn't want us to start businesses. I don't get it. But that we'll save that for a political / religion / episode, will never happen.
It's
especially New Jersey.
Yeah. Really high taxes?
Oh, yeah. It's painful.
Sucks.
Yeah. Now, Steve, don't forget the show is sexual preference, religion, politics, and religion.
And guns.
And that's the show we will never have. And guns. And yeah. Guns. The show we'll never have. That's what we'll title that.
We'll title the show that, but we'll never talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
We'll always talk about, you know, disc golf or something.
All right. Hey, great show, fellas. This was good. We gave a lot of good information, I think, out there. Had a nice mixture of apps. It was just well-rounded. I think we have Mike to thank for that.
Yes.
Thanks.
So, let's see what the guys have to say before we end off here. Anything you want to say, Dor, before we end off this show to the folks?
I also want to thank Mike, and I want to thank every developer that comes out to the show. I know it's quote-unquote out of their elements. We try to make this a very friendly environment for everyone. And I want to thank everyone for their downloads, everyone who's in the chat, everyone for who's supporting us and developers. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Eric.
I just want to say thanks to Mike for coming on the show today and on Monday's show. That's very cool. We love having guests on the show. And anybody who hasn't tried it yet and to watch us live, come in here. We've got people talking right now as I'm talking back and forth in the chat room about all kinds of stuff. It's really cool.
Absolutely. Mike, thanks so much for coming on, man. Give yourself a plug and anything else you want to say to the folks here before we end off.
Man, thanks so much for having me. If you want to check out my game, it's called BIK, B-I-K. Right now, it's still only $1.99 on the Android store. I would like to get it up to $2.99, so if you get it now, you'll still get it for the lower price.
Damn, he's not bluffing either, guys. He's for real on this. But yeah, definitely check out BIK. Very, very cool game, especially if you're into like retro games and you've played Space Quest, King's Quest, Police Quest.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And my name is Steve Cherubino. I'm just one of the lowly hosts of this show. What I really would like everyone to do is go to podnuts.com/AAA club. Get in for the contest. We're giving away a Sony smartwatch. And trust me, guys, there's tons more stuff to come after that. But you got to be a member of the club. Alrighty, that's going to be it for Android App Addicts for this week. See you next time.